This is GQDN from Monday, March 4th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line. Then put in the word quest as a promo code and you will get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. Very good stuff. A lot of different flavors there. All of them delicious. Very good. And keeps you energized. Definitely. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of great content, people. Go check it out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a SpongeBob appearance. We got a game that is released. And what could happen this week with the Xbox Partner Preview Showcase? But we have an update to start off the show from IGN.com. And they're saying that the Yuzu creators have agreed to pay Nintendo $2.4 million in damages, and they will end the development of the Switch emulator. Now, Yuzu did settle the lawsuit with Nintendo, and they did agree to pay that money. With that, there was a document that revealed that Tropic Haze will pay Nintendo $2.4 million because of the lawsuit that was filed last week. And Nintendo sued Yuzu's developers in the U.S. federal court, saying that the emulator is, quote, primarily designed to circumvent the layers of Switch encryption so that way people could play Nintendo games on the Steam Deck. So at Oatmeal Dome, they put it on X, quote, Yuzu in its current form will cease to exist. The settlement with Nintendo prohibits any distribution of Yuzu in built and source code form. Development must also stop. The Yuzu website and related services will also shut down. And they did provide the statement and some of the court orders that Yuzu had to face. So, Yuzu is done. Now, we also got a bit of an update from EA. According to GameSpot.com, the Star Wars strategy game from EA is still in works following some reports of cancellation and mass layoffs. So, EA last week did lay off 670 people. That's 5% of its staff. As a part of the mass layoff, and there were lots of projects that were also canceled. That was reportedly included in an unnamed Star Wars FPS that was in development at Apex Legends and Star Wars Jedi developer Respawn. But at BitReactor on Twitter did say, quote, last week was difficult for the industry, and more so because of our strong relationships within the other teams at Respawn. But for those asking, we're still hard at work, and our game was unaffected by last week's news. Now, BitReactor is led by the former XCOM and Civilization developers, and they did have a job listing at their website calling for a game designer, quote, well-versed in strategy and turn-based tactic games, end quote, to help with the game. So, we shall see what happens, whether the game will be made or not. Now we go to the esports corner. And Dot Esports said that nothing's going to stop us, not even a DDoS attack. DDoS attack. Yeah, one of those. Because the professional League of Legends in Korea was under attack last week. But not just last week, over the last few weeks. And that's going back to February 25th. And those attacks did cause the matches to be hit with pauses, and the single games last hours beyond their posted in-game times. Now, Aiden Lee did release a statement on behalf of the league, which he did apologize for the inconvenience of the attacks, but he also threw down the gauntlet, and he also laid out the league's strategy to stop the attacks and return things back to normal. In fact, at LCK did on Twitter did say, quote, a message from Secretary General Aiden Lee to LCK fans. He showed the entire statement, which I will not read because that's three pages, okay? But there was a lot to say within that statement. But the DDoS attackers thought they had a symbolic victory. But what Lee said was, quote, when one method is blocked, they find other ways to attack, so it's hard to predict what will happen in advance. But when the cause may be, we will find a solution. We will do everything we can to make sure LCK does not stop. The next set of matches will begin at 2 a.m. CT on March 6th And that will be where DRX and Brian will square off in a pre-recorded match. Now, according to Kotaku.com, there was also a disgraced fighting game pro returning to the tournament. And that was Andre Overthink Howard. And he placed in the top 8 in the Street Fighter 6 tournament. Now, on March 3rd, he did put on Twitter, quote, "Gone from the FGC for 6 years and come back and get a top 8 placing in major. Gang gang, LOL." But people did ask why he was gone for the past 6 years. Well, he was accused from sexual assault and was banned from several tournaments. So that's why he was gone. And not just that, there's a part of the reason why he was banned, because he was also on the Blast Show podcast, where Joey D did accuse Howard of raping his girlfriend. Now, we get out of there and get to maybe some more positive news, because the Xbox Partner Preview Showcase is coming this Wednesday. This comes to us from GameInformer.com, and what they are thinking, due to the Xbox Wire post, that they will get some information from the publishers like Capcom, EA, and Nexon, and they'll be revealing new titles over a few trailers. We also might learn about tales of Kenzera, Zhao, Kensu Gami, Path of the Goddess, The First Breaker, Kazan, and so on and so forth. So, the event will be at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, so 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Xbox channels such as YouTube, Twitch, so on and so forth. And it will run for 30 minutes. So we shall see what happens there. And probably give you the full rundown on the weekly show. Probably. It is Monday. And we know that it's Monday because Riot is now cutting off some of its league lore. Now, there were some layoffs there at Riot Games there as well. And that was also closing the Riot Forge. Now, that is the basic reason why that is being shut down. But keep in mind that they did have the Arcane Netflix series. And the Riot Forge games also had Mage Seeker, Ruin King, and Sungam Nunu. But yep, they did shut it down after Ghostcrawler left. But like I said, we got some good stuff. Helldivers 2 is increasing their sales again. PushSquare.com gave the news, and, well, they were at 3 million. But being a month old would mean that the sales may drop off a bit. Helldivers 2 is still going strong. But here's a quote that Susana, analyst at Piscatalia, did say, quote, "Helldivers 2 U.S. sales went up yet again during its third week in market. An honest-to-goodness inverse decay curve so far." Now, we don't have the numbers from this article, but they're saying it goes up. It's going up. Football. But soccer. BlueNews.com said that We Are Football 2024 is now released. And it is available on the Epic Game Store, GOG, and Steam. It's kicking off the sports management game. That's the Association Football Soccer, along with a missed opportunity for, well, it centers on the Association Football Soccer, which was a missed opportunity for the German developer winning Street Games to be called it We Are Football. But here's what they said on Steam and other places. Quote, "In We Are Football 2024, players immerse themselves into the dynamic world of football, where they can choose to take the reins of an existing club or build their own from scratch. Whether managing men's or women's teams, players will navigate the highs and lows of the beautiful game, striving each their game into the annals of managerial greatness. One of the standout features of We Are Football 2024 is its immersive 3D engine, allowing managers to directly influence on-pitch action through instructional shouts, from simulating matches across decades to experiencing games in conference mode. The possibilities are endless. Relive match highlights, dissect goals, and revel in a comprehensive season summary never like before." Polygon did say that GameStop now has 4 great pre-owned titles for $40. And what could they be? Well, Dead Cells Return to Castlevania could be one of them. Octopath Traveler 2, there you go. Stray was free for me. But for the Xbox Series X, it's part of the deal as well. $20. Resident Evil 2, once again, $20. That's the remake. I think maybe the original. I'm confused. Wulong Fallen Dynasty for Xbox Series X, is there. And Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. Yep, that one. And Resident Evil Village. Chivalry 2, Risk of Rain 2, all those games, $20 a piece. And all of them are under $40, so there you go. Oh, if you have an Xbox, or if you want an Xbox, and you love SpongeBob, IGN said that a SpongeBob SquarePants Xbox Series X, yeah, you can get one. And it comes with All-Star Brawl, too. In fact, the recent special edition Xbox consoles has Power World on it. Yep. It's SpongeBob. SpongeBob, we will keep you apprised of what happens with Xbox and their little developer thing that will happen this Wednesday. Until then, this has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.